In a nutshell, basically what this law means is that when an object that has momentum hits another object, the first object will stop. However, the object that it hits takes on the momentum of the previous object. You understand? So let me give you an example. In pool, if anybody ever plays pool, that's a perfect example right there. When you hit the white ball to hit the eight ball, the white ball will stop. But you know what the eight ball will do? Go into the center pocket. And it picks up the momentum of the previous object. So what does that have to do with anything? Well, when we as a church hit that plateau, we need to recognize the law of conservation of momentum. We hit one, but you know what? It's only going to propel us to the next level. And we take on that same momentum and we apply it in a bigger realm. Anybody play baseball? Okay, got a couple here. I'm not a baseball expert, but I do know this, is that they teach people who play baseball, I'm left-handed, that's why I'm standing like this, right? When they hit the baseball, that when you hit the ball, you don't just stop the bat. You're actually supposed to swing through the ball because of the law of conservation of momentum. It'll actually go further if you just swing through the ball instead of stopping at impact. You understand that? So in like manner, when we hit that plateau, it's not like, okay, we're just going to take a break for like a year. We'll just take a 6-month break. We'll just slow it down a little bit. Swing through it, amen? Amen. Swing through the plateau. Swing through the plateau in your personal life. I just feel like I'm plateauing as a Christian. Swing through that thing. Amen. Go through it. Don't see it as a stop sign. It's a growth sign. Amen. Crack that thing out of the park. Swing through it. Do it. Because the law of conservation of momentum is on your side. And if we're going to go beyond what we are right now, we have to realize that when we hit a plateau, we need to hit it hard and just plow right through it. Amen. And you know what's going to happen? The new phase of our church thereafter, when we plateau, it's going to be more greater things are going to happen. And we are entering into a new phase of our church. Okay, we're not plateauing yet, but we're entering into a new phase. Let's keep this momentum going, amen?